Dream Big, Think Small. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 24. Hello, I'm John Tuglin. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. And in this Happy New Year episode, I'm going to cover something that I think will help you out and get a fresh start to the new year, get a jump start here. How to cover the bases on the way to your athletic scholarship. It's about thinking big or dreaming big and thinking small. And welcome to my Facebook Live audience. Decided, hey, first of the year, let's go ahead and do this Facebook Live. I did it a couple times before. It's fun. And if you're able to watch, that's great. This episode that you're watching live now will publish tomorrow morning. So looking forward to that. And you can catch it all at athleticscholarshippodcast.com or on iTunes. So here we are, a new year. It's nice to turn over that new leaf. I don't know how your year was last year. I know that I had a tough year. We experienced a tough year in our family, and by God's grace, we came through it. But I'll tell you, it was nice to go ahead and just turn that new leaf and get things going again. Fresh start, clean sheet of paper. And when it's coming down to scholarships and recruiting and everything, I don't know how your year was last year, but maybe it was tough for you. And you're saying, I need a fresh start. Or you're saying, I'm just going to get started this year. We haven't done anything yet. Well, in any case, I've got some good news for you. What I'm going to cover in this episode, I think will help you out. It's episode 24, Dream Big, Think Small, How to Cover the Bases on Your Way to an Athletic Scholarship. And our sponsor is Athletic Scholarship University, the only online step-by-step course that leads you through the recruiting process. It's on-demand video. I had a blast producing this and recording this. You'll get my video instruction. You get a textbook, you get a workbook, interviews with experts in the recruiting field, and much, much more. It's a six-module series. It's only $29 a month. You use it as long as you need it. To find out more information, visit athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. And to remind you, too, if you haven't picked up my free recruiting checklist, make sure you do that. You'll only have a few more days to get it. I'll be switching things out. You can download it at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. It's a great little resource that'll keep you focused on the right things as you pursue your scholarship. Some helpful links, too, in this document. I'll be changing out my offer in a few days, so make sure you go to my website really soon here and grab that recruiting checklist. It's an easy download. And welcome to those who are joining me on Facebook Live, first podcast episode of the new year. And I want to welcome to our new RecruitMe Premium members from the last few days, a couple folks from New Jersey, some families, David in New Jersey, also Charles there as well. And want to also welcome Jim in Dayton, Texas, as a new RecruitMe Premium member, and Aaron in Hudson, Wisconsin. That sounds like a cold place. It's cold here in Colorado, I got to tell you. Looking forward to working with all of you to achieve your scholarship dream. I hope you've gotten started in the resources that you've received, dug into them. Don't put things off. It's a new year, so get things going, okay? Well, let's get into the content of this episode, starting off the new year. Dream big, think small. Well, I mean, what do we? That seems like a contradiction. And it is, if you don't look at it the way I'm going to give you perspective on it this time. You've got to have a big dream to win that athletic scholarship. Indeed, that has to happen. I mean, it propels you. It keeps you looking further out there. It's your win. It'll help you overcome the obstacles. A big dream is essential. Obstacles like other recruits that are in the picture who are up against you, the coaches are looking at. And most of them you won't even know about. But their coaches are looking at you and looking at others for those scholarship dollars. A big dream, a vision will help propel you forward and get you over that obstacle when it comes up. Another obstacle that we have as families is the cost. Pursuing an athletic scholarship, if you've been going at it for some time now, you know, it's not really free. No, it does cost dollars, whether it be trips to schools to visit the coaches and the programs and the schools, whether it be tournaments that you're going to, showcases, the camps, all those things, especially when you talk about travel, cost money. And you want to be able to conserve those dollars and spend them where you can and should spend them. But that obstacle can slow you down. So the vision out there is important. That dream is important. So you keep in mind what that end result is that you're looking for. Time is also another biggie that becomes an obstacle. Energy, time and energy together. You get to the point where you're saying, man, we've been doing this for a year now or 2 years, and I'm just running out of energy, running out of time. Keep that vision. Dream big, because that will help you overcome those obstacles. And there are other obstacles, as you may have found already, that will kind of be roadblocks for you. And that's why a big dream is essential. Your big dream will propel you to the scholarship. But don't rely on the dream to get the job done. Yeah, you got to have the dream, and I'm a visionary, so I believe in that, but there has to be more. There has to be more. There's got to be where the rubber meets the road, feet on the pavement. I was talking just the other day to a couple kids. One was a scholarship athlete in track. He was already in college. And then another one, a friend of his, was a senior in high school playing basketball, and he was looking for a scholarship and really hoping for it. They both admitted that this whole process is hard work. One looking back on it and the other looking forward to it in the middle of it. So you have to keep at it. For the high school recruit, he had a few coaches who were after him, but that seemed to have dried up for him. So they stopped contacting me. They lost interest. So what he has to do is reignite those relationships and start others. So in the midst of that, you got to have the dream. He's got the dream. He really, I could tell his confidence level was up, and he really believed he's going to get that scholarship. He was already seeing that in his mind. He was seeing the end result. He is in his senior year, and he's running out of time. But like his friend said, who already had the scholarship, he said, a lot of coaches wait till the last minute. So don't give up hope. Time is not done. They sign athletes in the last minute. But the dream is important as you work through some of these obstacles that I've been talking about, and that these two kids found out were there, and that the dream was critical. Today, I want to emphasize the second part of the title of this episode, Think Small. Dream big, think small. I was digging through old newspaper articles from when I was in high school yesterday. New year, you're cleaning things out. I decided I'm going to clean some things out here that I've been waiting on for a while. So I was doing that New Year's organization. I saw a picture of my high school football coach in one of the articles. And that guy, I smile because he had a lot of sayings. For instance, he said, this one sticks in my mind, be agile, hostile, and mobile. I was an offensive and defensive tackle, so I had to be agile, I had to be hostile, and I had to be mobile if I was going to do my job. And so be agile, hostile, and mobile. But there's one that I've transferred to life for the last several decades. I'm not going to tell you how long it was ago that I was in college. But it works in most settings, and really works as we get our 2017 recruiting effort in gear. And it is, take care of the little things and the big things will turn out all right. So consider that as you head into this year with your athletic scholarship pursuit, okay? Take care of the little things and the big things will turn out all right. And so here's what he meant. And he meant this, that for in my situation, you know, I'm a offensive defensive tackle. If I would pay attention to blocking my guy, and the guy next to me blocked his guy, and the guy next to him blocked his guy, then the running back will run through the hole. If he does his job, the little things of running through the hole, we're going to gain a lot of yards, get first downs and touchdowns. Everybody doing their part ends up with the big thing turning out all right, the big victory. So I did my part. I couldn't do everybody else's part. I did my part. I took care of the little things. I blocked my guy. I made sure that I moved him out of the way for the running back. On defensive side, I made sure I covered my hole. I couldn't cover everybody else's. I did my job, And as a result of that, they didn't get through if I did my job right. So take care of the little things and the big things will turn out all right. What it means for you this year, I want to just share with you, nothing really heavy, but just something you can hang your hat on. Five little things you need to take care of this year, right out of the gate, okay? Keep this in mind, even write these down. Number one, respond to all coaches who contact you. If they call and leave a message, call them back. If they email you, email them back. If they send you a letter, write to them back, call them back, email them back. You want to keep these relationships alive. So respond to all coaches who contact you. Secondly, send updates. You might want to mark this on your calendar after every season. Send updates to all the coaches you've been in contact with. Why? Things change. And you know, when you take the initiative and send an update to a coach, it says to them, this athlete is interested. It will move you up the ladder in some cases. It keeps the relationship alive, and that's so important in the long haul. So make sure you send updates. That's another little thing. Third, make sure all your info is correct on your profile, resume, website, video, all your recruiting pieces and elements that you're having coaches see. Make sure the info is correct and up to date. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Oh, we forget that. Another thing to mark on your calendar, maybe quarterly, that all your info is correct. That's a little thing. Fourth, review your contact list. It's like reviewing your playbook. Are there some on your list that you owe a phone call or an email, or ones that you've ignored too long? It could mean the difference between a scholarship and getting overlooked. So review your contact list and see how you're doing on staying in contact with them, okay? Fifth thing, have you registered with the NCAA Eligibility Center? You got to do that. If you're at least a junior, do it. Do that in the next few days. That's a little thing that results in big results. You have to do it if you want to get a scholarship, if you want to be recruited. So five little things that you can take care of this year. Respond to all coaches who contact you. Send updates. Make sure all your info is correct. Review your contact list and register with the NCAA Eligibility Center. It's the little things in life that add up to big victories. Your big victory is the athletic scholarship. So as you start the year, take account of those five things I've mentioned. You take care of these little things, the big thing will turn out all right. Before I close with a story, I will remind you to check out Athletic Scholarship University at athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. Love to have you as a student in the upcoming year, your whole family. One membership, get your whole family in so you can work on this together. athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. And here's that story, which illustrates what I've talked about in this episode. I just read this. Allison Arellano, a senior at Mingus Union High School, officially accepted an athletic/academic scholarship Wednesday to Queens University of Charlotte. During Arellano's recruiting process, in addition to her competition schedule, the young runner traveled 23,643 miles, about half by air, half by car, on recruiting trips, made 16 unofficial visits to schools, 5 official visits, and had interest expressed from schools in 44 different states. 8 schools made offers to Allison, and 7 of those offers were at least full tuition and books. The offer from Queens University came out to be about $44,000 per year. And that's the school that she chose. Allison took care of the little things all the way through the recruiting process. Let me encourage you to do that as well. Take care of the little things this year, and the big things will turn out all right. Get a hold of the Athletic Scholarship Recruiting Checklist on my website for just a few more days at recruitme.com. Thank you so much for joining me. Look forward to talking to you next Tuesday as we really make an impact this year. Let's do it together. If you have any questions, email me at John, J-O-N, at recruit-me.com, and I'll answer them here on this podcast or maybe even be able to shoot an email back to you directly. Okay, take care, and again, Happy New Year.